Go ahead and get started. You know, we get to work today with the football team as it is today, and you know, we're pretty close to where we'll be. The I guess the final reduction of the rosters, you know, always an interesting time, and we were fortunate, I think, to get most of our guys back on the practice squad. And that none of our guys were claimed, so we were able to get the guys back on the practice squad that we sought to get back. So that was a good thing for us. And we feel like there are some of the guys, obviously, on our practice squad that can contribute and will contribute at some point, you know, in the season in our 53-man roster, or more importantly, even the 46-man roster. So we're fortunate at that. Yeah. So, you know, so it's a, you know, I guess, you know, for a guy that's released, I mean, there's a, for the veteran player that's released, there's a disappointment, but then hopefully the satisfaction that you are wanted back, and maybe you're not one of the 53 due to injuries, numbers, and so forth, but you are a guy that we feel pretty good about. Oh, it's kind of, you know, that's always a combination of both things, you know.
When he's been able to practice. And...
There you go. PJ, I forgot I could do that. That's pretty good.
But you have liked what you've seen.
Could do that about a lot of things, huh? With Sean, you know, I think the combination of the time he has in practice, time that he's had in practice, I think the vision that we had from him from the beginning, and, you know, we got to give him every opportunity to do that. And, you know, he's had some injuries that, you know, are difficult to overcome that way. You know, it's not due to a lack of anything. It's just part of playing football. Well, you know, and kind of a nut and bolt guy. You know, keeps his head down, just goes about his task. And you know, last year I thought he did a great job throughout the year, being on the practice squad and working hard every day, and showed promise and potential, and picked up basically where he left off, you know, throughout the spring and on into training camp. And you know, kind of again, that's an opportunity to play in these preseason games that gives you an opportunity to prove that you belong to stay. And I think he took full advantage of the opportunity.
Tweaked it a little bit in Arizona, comes back in a short week and plays. I mean, he's a tough guy, obviously.
Yeah, you know, he just, you know, he got his ankle rolled up on it. It wasn't nearly as severe as, you know, first saw it when they first went onto the field. So, you know, which is, one of a good thing that comes out of that.
You guys were able to take full advantage of the two new spots. I mean, a guy like Trevor and Devin, I mean, they're prime fit of the stuff that you were talking about to utilize those.
No question. Both players, you know, could have literally, you know, day in and day out was the other way around, and in a couple of different places. So we do. We have two good quality guys who, at some point, will be on the 53-man roster, almost undoubtedly. And we're fortunate enough to be able to have them here right now as reserves for us and an opportunity for them to continue moving forward.
When you look at it, that's where guys do get nicked. Offensive and defensive line will get nicked up a little bit. And the fact that you use those two spots for what you consider strength, you know, you guys up front to work and at depth, it's going to be a pleasing thing.
Yeah, it is. You know, this. You know, obviously it gives you an opportunity to have somebody in the fold who knows what to do and be able to be ready to play in a quick period of time.
How much is that a kind of a body of work thing when you look at guys? How much of it is the process? Is it just kind of evolves through camp?
Well, I think it's got to be a body of work. It's got to be the projection of the future, and then it's got to be what they've actually done and in comparison. And you're trying to weigh all the factors together. And, you know, how does that player – you know, make it onto the Sunday roster, the game day roster, is really important. And does he have, you know, is there light at the end of the tunnel? There's, you know, it obviously goes in with whether you're keeping a young player, a veteran player, a lot of times too. Is the guy going to be playing on Sundays for us?
It seems to me that since none of the guys that were waived or picked up elsewhere, everybody puts a lot of value on the time, on tasks that's been spent in their system, in their organization. I mean, there has to be a major upgrade to make that move, I guess.
Yeah, I think it has. I mean, I think I think also you go into the, you know, people feel like, hey, you know, unless you're at the top of the claiming thing, you know, are you better off? And, but, you know, I guess there were, maybe 26 players claimed yesterday. And, you know, we've been fortunate in the past to find guys that way. And, but I guess at this point we chose to move forward where we are and, you know, we'll continue to look at players over the next week. We can, you know, as we go through, as we always do, but there's some guys that we'll have some visits in this week as well.
What do you like about the one new guy, Kevin Green?
Kevin is a young guy with this excellent athleticism, upside, strength. He's a 255-pound man that can really run. And, you know, he displays strong hands and, you know, it's impressive, you know, kind of young prospect for us at a position where, you know, we seem to continue to find guys. And so that's a good thing.
I guess in today's NFL, there are so many guys, you know, so much depth. You make the 53-man roster, you can read a little bit. You better not exhale all the air, though, because you might be gone, right?
Yeah.
You're always looking.
Well, you better, you know, the next day's coming, so you got to stay after it and you know, continue to work at it and continue to gain, you know, gain value, I guess would be the thing. So doing it right and so forth. And yeah, sometimes it's unfortunate. It's not the player's actual fault. I mean, there's, you know, different things that weigh into, you know, the comings and goings, I think, of the players.
While Skilberry's a guy who's gained value,
just ask him.
Yeah. But he's gained value and increased his role ever since he's come with you guys. How's he, you know, accepted? He got the opportunity here now with Michael Johnson gone. He's gotten an opportunity.
And Wallace sees the opportunity is most important. I think he, you know, he sees the light at the end of the tunnel. And he's not going to let somebody pass him up. And he really, I think, has done an excellent job of maintaining the fact or putting on display that I'm the player that deserves to go out there first. You know, we're going to rotate guys and roll guys through. But in Wallace's mind, he wants to be the guy that goes out there first. And, you know, and I gotta take my hat off to him for doing that. He's done that. He's displayed that. He stayed out there on the practice field when he's had some nicks, and because he wants to be out there.